Hello, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding again. And today we're going to be going over how chess games can end 8 ways explained. And so we're going to go over all the different ways. This is definitely for beginners, for the experienced players. Maybe you don't know a way, but I'm guessing you know all the ways that I'm going to be talking about. So this is strictly for those beginners who actually don't know all the ways how a chess game can end. Let's get started. And we got this article by chess.com, was published April 23rd, 2019. I got my ice cream ready. Let's get started. There are many ways to end a chess game. Sometimes the result is clear. However, there are situations when some players have questions about the result or why the game suddenly finished. To clarify these situations, here are 8 typical ways to end a chess game. All right. First way that everybody should know, and this is like the win and lose section. And there are 3 main ways to win or lose a chess game. Checkmate, resignation, and timeout. Check out the games and videos below for examples. And so if you want to check out the examples in this article, you can. You can look it up. I already told you the date and who is it from. But the first and main one that even chess players, even people that don't know the game, they know about checkmate. Checkmate is one of the most common ways to end a chess game. This happens when one of the players is threatening the king and it cannot move to any other square on the chessboard. It cannot be protected by another piece and the checking piece cannot be captured. If all of these conditions are met, the attacking player wins the checkmate. So if you don't know what checkmate is, you know, it's when the king cannot escape at all. And I usually remember checkmate because in check, the only ways to get out of check is by CBA, capture, block, and avoid, which is like ABC backwards, so CBA. If there is no way for the piece to be captured, if there is no way to block the check or to avoid the check, then it is checkmate primarily. Now, what does it say here? It just talks about the example. Resignation. While some games end by checkmate, there are many that don't get that far. Sometimes one of the players believe that he or she will be checkmated soon and resigns instead of playing out the game. In the following game, you will see, I'm just gonna read the first sentence just to get on with the article. But anyway, yes, you can give up the game, even though I wouldn't suggest ever resigning. But even on chess.com, there's like a little button on the right hand side. If you know that you're completely losing, some people just give up automatically without even finishing off the game, which that is an option. I will say that. And you see grandmasters do this all the time too. Now, the next one, timeout. Timeout is a painful way to lose a chess game. The most painful way. Before I did this podcast episode, I was just playing some bullet chess, and I kid you not, most of those games I lost on time. I hate it as much as anybody else. Now, timeout is a painful way to lose a chess game. It does not matter how much of an advantage you have on the board or whether you have checkmate in one move. If you run out of time, you automatically lose the game if your opponent has the minimum material required to force a checkmate. If your opponent does not have the minimum amount of material for checkmate and you run out of time, the game is drawn. Even if you are winning, managing your time and using it carefully across the game is critical. It is very critical to use the time that is given. There are some time patrols where you don't get any time back. So, you know, for instance, some players could be playing 3+0, which is like 3 minutes only, 3 minutes for each side. That's how much time that they have to think. If one side runs out of that clock, even if they're up the whole arsenal against a lonely king, I guess for that instance, it would be a draw, but that gets too complicated. Yeah. The side with the whole arsenal is definitely going to be losing because, you know, they have all the pieces in the world. Now, we went over, that was the third one. A timing out is the third one. Draw. While most of the ways to win or lose a chess game above are clear, draws can be a little bit more complicated. For people who are just learning to play chess, understanding rules like stalemate or insufficient material can be difficult. The following explanations should make things more clear. And let's go over all the ways to draw in a position. First of all, stalemate. In the following example, white has one. Okay, well, stalemate is when the king cannot move anywhere else on the board without being under attack, and that is basically stalemate. You know, that means that you didn't accomplish checkmate in the king is not being attacked, and it cannot move anywhere else to a safe square. It doesn't have any more safe squares, and so yeah, it is a draw. Both sides get 0.5, and nobody won in a stalemate. And I know some of you beginners who have a quarrel with this stalemate possibility in chess. It is what it is. It's part of the game. It's like connecting three instead of connecting four. It has to be checkmate. There's no other way to get around it. It has to be checkmate. Stalemate is a position in which the player to move has no legal moves, but it is not in check. Stalemate is a draw. Now, a second way to draw is insufficient material. There are cases where one player has more pieces than the opponent toward the end of the game. However, that is not always enough to win, because some combinations of pieces cannot force checkmate. The game is declared a draw whenever both sides do not have the sufficient material to force a checkmate. And I'm going to give you some examples that it gives in an article of where both sides have insufficient material. For instance, if both sides only have a lonely king, then it is a draw, because nobody can force anybody to checkmate with two lonely kings. You can't even like check the king with another king. That's illegal. Another situation where it is a insufficient material draw is when there is a king plus minor piece misses a king. So, for instance, if you, as the white pieces, have a king and knight against a black king, that is a draw, because you cannot checkmate with a knight and king. That is impossible to do in any sort of way. There's not even a way that black can checkmate themselves if you have that extra knight. And so that's just insufficient material. Another thing is a lone king vences all. Wait a minute. Okay, a lone king vences all the pieces. What happens if one of the players has all the pieces, but the other player has just one king, and the first player runs out of time? In this example, white should win, but ran out of time. Since the player with the black pieces cannot checkmate with just the king is also declared drawn. This is very important to point out, as a running out of time will not always mean losing the game. Sometimes it's a draw. All right, if you didn't understand that, let me just speak it clearly. If you, as the white pieces, have a lonely king, and the other side has all their pieces, they have the queen, they have the two knights, the two bishops, the two rooks, even all eight of their pawns, and they run out of time, that is declared a draw. That is declared a draw, because white, with the lonely king, doesn't have sufficient material to checkmate if they have the possibility. Like, white can't even checkmate themselves in that situation, because you have a lonely king that can't even check. And like I said before, kings can't touch, because that would be a illegal move, which is a draw. So don't run out of time if you have more pieces than your opponent. Now, another case that is insufficient materials, there's actually a lot of them. Hopefully y'all writing this down. King plus two knights versus king is a draw. It is a draw. You cannot checkmate with two knights, no matter how hard you try. It has to be like at least like a pawn on the board for the other side. But if they don't have that pawn, then that is, there's no way for them to checkmate. Okay, next, king plus minor piece versus king plus minor piece. Even if each side has one minor piece, which minor pieces are bishops and knights in the game, that is still a draw. No matter if you're the one to have the one minor piece, which is a bishop, and then your opponent has the knight, or vice versa, it is still a draw. Or if both of you have the same piece, minor piece, it is still a draw if no other pieces is on the board. Those are all the ways where it could be a draw with insufficient materials. We went over everything. If you didn't know, you know now. Let's continue. The next one, the 50 move rule. The 50 move rule allows either player to claim a draw if no capture has been made or no pawn has been moved in the last 50 moves. and the longest chess game ever played could not have happened today, as it would have been declared a draw much earlier. In earlier times, 100 moves were allowed without a pawn move or a capture, but now it is 50 moves. Imagine playing 100 moves in a game, trying to like tempt them to make a mistake. Man, that would be insane, and people are going to be waiting for a very long time. Yeah, that would be interesting. I wonder why they changed that rule. That would be kind of cool to see everybody playing like 100 moves, probably for tournament sakes. It's like, dude, come on, let's get on with the game. We want to go to sleep, we want to eat ice cream, things of that nature. All right, I'll snap some chocolate. Repetition. A threefold repetition. This rule says that if a position arises three times in a game, either player can claim a draw during that position. This rule was created to avoid games repeating indefinitely because players were making the same moves again and again. In online play, this draw happens automatically on the third repetition. All right, so you have to claim it in tournament play because it specified that. Online chess games, it happens automatically. Just remember, if it does happen and you're at a chess tournament, get the arbiter, raise your hand, and be like, hey, I'm claiming this. I wrote three moves down. This position was achieved three different times. And yeah, I'm going to get that draw going. Especially if you're losing too. Make sure to, you know, put the pedal to the metal on that one. Another one is agreement. When both players decide they want to draw the game, there's a draw by agreement. Most of the time, this is because they believe that neither player can obtain an advantage. But draws by agreement can be controversial if they come quickly in the game when both players want a draw due to a tournament situation. And to offer a draw on chess.com, press the draw button. Most platforms have a draw button. And yeah, that's the last one. We went over eight of them. Just to give you that reminder, the first one, we went over like a win-lose section, which is checkmate, resignation, and timeout. And then we went over a draw section, which is stalemate, insufficient pieces, 50-move rule, repetition, and agreement. Hoping you learned something for today. I'm going to eat the rest of this ice cream and keep on fighting to the end, staying focused chess, and in real life too. Peace! Millie Rock, Millie Rock, Millie Rock.